One-hit wonders strike the radio station many times in a decade. One singer and co-artist behind one of these songs is Gary Garcia. He would go on to help make what is, in my opinion, one of the most underappreciated songs of our generation. Hello, I'm Jacob, and you're listening to 91.5 WGLZ Radio, where we are passionately vocal, and you're listening to an artist spotlight on Gary Garcia, a co-artist, singer, and co-founder of the Buckner & Garcia Band. Gary Lee Garcia was born in 1948. Raised in Akron, Ohio, Gary would go on to attend Simon Perkins Junior High, where he would form a small band called Biggie and His Rat. Around this time, Gary would meet Jerry Buckner, who also had experience in playing in small band groups. During an interview with the Retro Hour podcast, Jerry Buckner would talk about how he and Gary would go on to meet each other during their young school days, and how they would go on to help each other in the music industry.
Gary and I met in school. He went to a different grade school than I did, but then we went to the same junior high. They, you know, fed us into a bigger school, and we met there. We didn't do a whole lot in junior high, and then in high school, he got a silvertone guitar and started playing some, and got a kid on drums, and he called his group Biggie and His Rat.
Jerry had listened to some of their band's songs after an assembly and was impressed with their work.
I remember after school they had an assembly, and Gary, Biggie and His Rat played after the assembly, and they did two or three songs, and I was duly impressed by this. And so, you know, eventually we started working together. There was a little studio in Akron, and where we were from, Akron, Ohio. And so we kind of met up there, and the guy that owned the studio kind of put us together. So we started, that's where we started, but it would be a while before we had any kind of success, but that's where we started.
Gary and Jerry would go to the University of Akron to continue their studies before looking to do radio and television jingles. The duo tried selling their music to different music companies, but would be rejected. So, in 1972, Gary and Jerry would write a novelty song titled Gotta Hear the Beat, submit the song as a joke under the fake band name Animal Jack. The song would be accepted and air on the radio. In 1978, Gary would get married to Linda Reitenow, and then would move down to Atlanta, Georgia to follow Jerry as they continued doing their jingles. In 1981, the song Footprints in the Sand by Edgell Groves was one of the first times the Buckner & Garcia name was used, as they were credited with the music writing and instrumentation for the piece. However, during the latter half of 1981, Gary and Jerry would accidentally begin working on a side project that would turn out to be their one-hit wonder. During their time doing these jingles, the two would head to a diner for the evening in Marietta, Georgia, and during that time, a new arcade machine had been brought in, and everybody was playing it.
We went over to have dinner on, there's a square there, and they have a couple restaurants, and so we went over there to have some dinner, and we walk in, and there's this Pac-Man machine. This is 1981, probably, summer of 81, maybe fall, and we didn't know what it was, but people were playing it, so we started playing it. Well, we got hooked, like everybody else, and it just got crazy, and we were playing it all the time.
After a while, they had decided that they would make a song on the side that was based on the game. In doing so, one aspect that Gary and Jerry would do is use a microphone and record the audio straight from the arcade cabinet speaker, as Gary himself answered during a private question and answer session.
Well, actually, it was a natural to include the sound effects, being that we were doing a record. That's what we called it in those days. It was pretty much natural to work those in. We had an engineer that brought the recorder into the actual games, and we had people play the games, and we recorded the sound effects and then took them back into the studio and edited it.
While this was not the first time this practice had been done, it was still a relatively new concept that the two took advantage of. In addition, Gary revealed about how both he and Jerry would talk to people who played the game about how to play the game and some of the techniques from the games, which would also be used in the upcoming song, and that he revealed from that same Q&A session.
We went into the arcades. We had to cut the album in 3 weeks. We went into the arcades, and the ones that appeared that were both interesting games and been popular, and also ones that we thought we could write lyrics to go with.
After many different copyright and distribution rights got sorted out, Columbia, who is owned by CBS, would produce and air their song on the radio nationally across the country. The name of the song in question was titled Pac-Man Fever. Despite neither Gary or Jerry thinking much of the song, everyone ate that song up faster than Pac-Man eating all the dots in the maze. Pac-Man Fever would rank at number 7 in the US Cashbox Top 100 of 1982. This song would bring the Buckner & Garcia band to their peak and bring attention to their work. Because of the massive success of their single, the duo would go on to produce a whole album that shares the name with the original single. Combined with the original's over 2.5 million copies of Pac-Man Fever sold worldwide. When we come back, we will learn of what happened to Gary Garcia and the legacy he left behind in the music industry. Stay tuned in to 91.5 WGLZ Radio, where we are passionately vocal. Hello, and welcome back to 91.5 WGLZ Radio, where we are passionately vocal. You're listening to an artist spotlight on Gary Garcia, one of the co-artists for the Buckner & Garcia band. This is your host, Jacob, and let's get back into it. Following the immense success of their original album, which featured songs based off of arcade games like Donkey Kong and Centipede, their little band would slowly fall back into obscurity. Originally, following the Pac-Man Fever album, the duo was supposed to write a song about the movie E.T., titled E.T. I Love You. However, the song would not be released due to another artist's song being released that was also about the movie, so the song was not released until much later in the 90s. In the 2000s, Gary and Jerry would collaborate with Waffle House in making original music and writing songs for them. In their time doing so, albums released by Waffle House contained their music pieces in the Waffle House's Jukebox Favorites Volumes 1 and 2. Following this, Gary would move to Englewood, Florida, where he would be in his final resting place, passing away on November 17, 2011. Gary would leave behind his wife, along with his 6 children, 10 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, and 1 niece and 1 nephew. Gary Garcia's legacy may be mostly forgotten today, but there are some people who still reference the works created by both Gary and Jerry, specifically the song Pac-Man Fever. Most notable examples include song references in the show of Family Guy, as well as in The Simpsons. Gary's work has also been immortalized in different ways, such as being preserved via the internet, or through places such as the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His most important work would be remade by his co-artist and friend, Jerry Buckner. In 2015, Jerry Buckner would collaborate with Danny Jones to create the song Pac-Man Fever, Eat 'Em Up. This song was the same as the original, just with some different backup vocals and slightly different instrumentation. This song used Gary's original voice lines from the song, which came from the master copy from the original recording. Back in the 80s, not only did this one single help the Pac-Man brand, which was made by Namco, but it also helped the entire video game industry as a whole. Due to demand in video games being made for everybody, and as in 1981, the popularity in video games was slowly rising, it is no wonder why Pac-Man Fever took off so well. Even today, we still see ripple effects that Pac-Man Fever had left behind, with video games being everywhere and more popular than ever, and more songs incorporating video game sounds as part of the composition. Some examples within the last 10 years include 2015's Cha-Cha by DRAM and Jump Up Superstar by the Super Mario Players. It was thanks to him and Jerry that we see this style of music today, as well as this immense popularity in the gaming culture we have today. With that, this concludes this artist spotlight on Gary Lee Garcia, a singer, co-artist, and most importantly, a friend. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 WGLZ Radio. This has been your host, Jacob, and we are passionately vocal.